USA Radio News with John Hunt.
President Trump arrives in France dealing with a trade war with China that threatens to drag down the U.S. economy, and now maybe starting another one with Europe. Trump plans to turn up the volume on his accusations of unfair trade practices by America's closest allies when he sits down with a group of seven leaders. He also faces increasing provocation from Iran and issues on climate change with Canadian Prime Minister Justin Trudeau. And now the big topic is Russia rejoining the G7.
We spend a lot of time talking about Russia at those meetings, and they're not there. I think it would be a good thing if Russia were there, so we can speak directly.
Russia has not yet asked to rejoin. That's something that would need to happen before the group takes a vote. Trump also has plans for sit-down, one-on-one meetings with Japanese Prime Minister Shinzo Abe, Indian Prime Minister Narendra Modi, and Justin Trudeau, where the conversations will focus on trade and national security. This is USA Radio News.
There's no question you need omega-3s. But which form should you take? Fish oil or krill oil? Scientists have debated this for years. Luckily, there's a new solution to satisfy everyone. It's called Krill Omega 50 Plus. It combines ultra-pure fish oil and joint-soothing krill oil together in just one tiny pill. It's so powerful, it can promote the health of your heart and your arteries. And if that wasn't enough, it can also boost your joint comfort in just days. We're so sure Krill Omega 50 Plus will work for you. We'll even send you a free bottle to put to the test. The debate is over. It's not fish oil or krill oil. It's both. And now it's free. Just pay $4.95 for shipping and claim your free bottle. Call now. 1-800-399-6392. 1-800-399-6392. That's 1-800-399-6392.
David Koch, the billionaire conservative activist and philanthropist who was lauded by the right and rebuked by the left, has passed away. Charles Koch did not say how his brother died, but David Koch blamed deteriorating health when he stepped down last year from Koch Industries, a Kansas-based energy and chemical corporation with an annual revenue of over $110 billion. The brothers were tied as the 11th richest in the world this year in a ranking by Forbes. At the time of his death, David Koch was worth $42.5 billion. He was 79. Another Democrat has dropped out of the race for the presidency. Representative Seth Moulton ended his White House bid. His exit leaves 21 Democrats in the field. The three-term congressman said in a speech that he feels confident he raised issues that are vitally important to the American people and the future. He said he will continue to pledge vigorously for the eventual Democratic nominee. His campaign was focused on foreign policy, national security, and mental health, as well as helping veterans. This is USA Radio News.
With a recession ending, if you've been putting off building your business, now is the time to act. General Steel will meet or beat any price on a pre-engineered steel building of the same size and specifications. Act now, before steel prices go up. So call us today for free information.
Call 800-965-1290. 800-965-1290. 800-965-1290.
Politico is reporting that Donald Trump may have another primary challenger, Joe Walsh. No, not the guitar player from the Eagles, but the conservative radio talk show host and former Illinois congressman is moving toward launching a bid to the White House. Walsh called the president an unfit divider-in-chief and claimed the party is craving an alternative. He also said he's confident he could secure the resources and support to mount a legitimate challenge against the president. And if he does run, he will announce it within the next few days. 36 women will vie for the crown of Ms. America in Long Beach, California over the weekend, but Ms. Nevada will not be there. Katie Williams, a 29-year-old Las Vegas woman, claims she's the victim of censorship and being unfairly targeted over her support for President Donald Trump.
Coordinators emailing me saying that I'm, quote, too political to be in the pageant. I asked what was the actual content that they didn't like, and they would never give me an answer, and now I don't get to compete.
But pageant organizers insist it's Williams' failure to separate political activism from her pageant persona that cost her the sash. Williams is a fitness instructor and was deployed by the Army National Guard to Afghanistan in 2008-2009. A statement from the pageant group said, Katie Williams is distorting all the facts. All the pageant asks of Ms. Williams in writing is to keep separate social media accounts. In a Facebook statement, Williams said other contestants have voiced political views and were not punished the same way she was. For USA Radio News, I'm John Hunt.